lot going on in these streets right now. City to city, the country is literally burning. We got mothers crying, brothers dying, feds spying, and the governor's lying. Now, time's been hard, but it's been feeling harder. Lord, I need your strength, courage for your daughter. Please, been relying on my own understanding. By hook or crook, I'm trying to book, but my plane just ain't landing. Yeah, weak and stressed, don't feel blessed. Day after night, feeling that test. Trying to do more, cause I got less. Losing my zest, Lord. You say lean on you, that's what I'm trying to do. But when I push, it falls through. Guess I bit off more than I can chew. Oh yeah.
All right, what's up, y'all? What's up? What's up? What's up? How we feeling, y'all? All right, we here for Black Culture to break down. Y'all know the vibes. What is up, everybody? What's goody? All right, so let's jump in the conversation. Y'all know the vibes. We got Black Culture to break down, and I am your boy Jersey. I got a super dope show. All right, let's get the boy XAB on the live, and let's get this cracking. What's up, everybody? Yo, I see y'all definitely tuning in and jumping on the kid. What's going on? Betty, what's up? How you feeling? Hey, XAB, what's going on, bro?
Yo, 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 what's up?
What's going on, man? Welcome back to Black Culture, the Breakdown. You already know the vibes. Let me just get situated right here. All right, here we go. What's going on, King?
Chilling, bro. How you been?
I'm good, man. Just getting ready for Black Culture to break down. You're already here. Genesis, Denise Hale, you're already in the building. What's going on? How are you today? What's up, everybody tuning in? Drop some comments if you're here for Black Culture to break down. We got the King XAB on the live to give us the culture news. You know, he breaks down the news. XAB, talk to us about what's going on today, bro, and tell the people who you are.
Y'all already know it's Kid XAB from Dad Hats and Bow Ties, and yeah, we're here today, so let's talk about it.
Let's definitely talk about it, man. Let's kind of jump into the first topic. Black Culture earns its first publication in Medium magazine, bro. Talk to us about that.
I mean, you got to talk to us about that. That's something that you had happen. Congratulations, family. So yeah, talk a little bit about what's going on with the magazine and how did they contact you, how did they hear about you and all of that.
Absolutely. What's going on, Misha? What's going on, everybody? I appreciate the love, y'all. Yeah, we definitely got a feature in Medium magazine, which is super dope. We definitely, they've been watching the show and kind of been taking a little bit of notice.
Okay.
Never know who's watching, whoever tunes in. This is a testament to say, whenever you start something and put your best foot forward, anything could really happen. So I appreciate y'all rocking out with us at the show. We got that super dope, that first publication for Black Culture to break down on Medium magazine. The link is in my bio, so make sure y'all go check that out. Share the link and vibe out with us. But thank y'all for rocking out, because if it wasn't for y'all and you, XAB, none of this would be possible.
No doubt. Yeah, definitely. Thank you to everybody who has been tuning in to the IG live show. I know everybody's doing a show since quarantine started up. But I think that this is a very important IG Live that you do every Sunday that kind of talks about a bunch of different things in Black culture. And it looks like people enjoy it. So that's super dope. Congratulations on the write-up again. And yeah, there's only more to come.
Only more to come. All right, so let's jump into the next topic on, speaking of write-ups and contracts and all of that, let's talk about Kanye West exposes his contract with Universal. Then, on top of that, he goes and proposes new guidelines for record labels to follow in terms of new contracts. Talk to us about that, bro.
Yeah, so he dropped his contract on Twitter a couple days ago, and then it was deleted. And I think he was blocked after that for a little bit. But listen, I haven't been supporting Kanye rants all quarantine long. I'm not supporting his little presidential race stunt that he's been doing, but I do support this rant. He has been on the money with everything that he's been saying regarding the record label, regarding the contracts, and regarding wanting to see them change and wanting to see them amended moving forward. All the things that he said regarding what he thinks should happen with record labels moving forward is 100% true. Because basically, a lot of people don't understand how these record labels are and how these contracts look. So just a little breakdown. Essentially, they're like a big bank, right? So they're like a big bank that gives you a loan. And your job as an artist is basically to get the money back that they gave you. So a lot of times what you'll hear advances and you'll hear 360 deal, but nobody really knows what all of those things mean. So an advance, if you get a deal that gives you an advance, that literally means that they're giving you the money ahead of time and they're projecting and expecting to get that money back at some point. So for however long the deal is, a lot of times, let's say it's a simple deal. Let's say it's a 3-album deal and they're giving you $5 million in advance. So they're giving you $5 million to do whatever in advance. You can use that money however you see fit. But you also, with that money, will be taking care of your manager. You'll be taking care of your videos. You'll be taking care of a lot of different things that you think the label is paying for and you never have to use any money for. But it's actually coming out of your money. And if you don't recoup the $5 million back, then you're left in a bit of a hole. And then you got something like a 360. So the 360 basically says that the label is making you into the star. So all of the money that you make from touring, all of the money that they make from your likeness, all of the money that you make from your albums will go straight to the label. You won't see none of that. Typically with advances and deals like that, you get a split, you get a separation. So the label might get, most of the time the label will get like 70 and then you'll get 30 of your royalties and of your music and everything else. But with a 360, you're not seeing nothing. They're getting all the money. So that's usually the split that a lot of people don't understand.
So let me ask you this now, in terms of what Kanye's doing and the way that he's going about it, do you feel like he's going to get it effective? This is the most effective way that he should do it.
He's talking about for all artists. And unfortunately, again, just like banks, they use your money as collateral for credit. It's the same thing with music labels. They're using the advances and the fact that they probably know that some of these artists won't see a dime until the label has made way more than they initially put out. A lot of labels are not going to do what he's suggesting. So for him, he like he said in his rant, he most likely will get his masters and he most likely will get his music. But I don't see the record labels and the music business changing how they do things, because there's really no pressure for them to do so. And that's why a lot of people have been pushing for artists to form a union. Because imagine if Drake, Rihanna, Beyonce, Jay-Z, Big Sean, Kendrick all came together and said, we're not going to fulfill any contracts until you start changing how y'all do business. Gotcha. Then the record label will have no choice but to switch what they're doing.
Absolutely. Man, actually talking straight facts, but Kanye West is definitely always in the media for some controversy. But at the end of the day, if he's trying to do something to unite artists and give artists their publishers and their masters, then we all for it. Let's jump into this next topic, actually. Miss Alicia Keys reveals that Christina Aguilera was actually supposed to be the one to sing If I Ain't Got You, but her team shut that down, bro. Talk to us about that, how that song would have been different if Christina Aguilera would have sung it. And actually, y'all, drop down in the comments below. Do y'all think Christina Aguilera would have been a better fit to sing that song, If I Ain't Got You, by Christina, by Alicia Keys, my bad.
So we're talking at that point, early 2000s. Christina probably would have made the song bigger because of who she was at that time. And I guarantee her singing that would have probably become a number one platinum song that hit Billboard and all of that, solely because Christina Aguilera was already an established artist at that point in time. But I just don't know if she would have gave what Alicia Keys gave, because Alicia gave the piano with it. And I'm sure they would have had a pianist come in and
about raw vocals though. You don't think Christina Aguilera would have brought something different to that song? Actually, drop that in the comments below. I'm actually reading some of them now. Somebody said, wow. Somebody said, nope. Somebody said, nah. It's perfect just the way it is. Alicia Keys did well, and Christina should have did well. Christina would have did well too. But you know, it's actually quite interesting. But I definitely think that Christina would have probably bodied that track though.
She would have did well. I wouldn't discredit Christina Aguilera out of it. I just don't know if it would have felt the same, because it would have been, I guarantee it would have had more of a pop feel on it.
Gotcha.
I guarantee they would have gave it more of a crossover vibe to it. With Alicia Keys, it was more of a, all right, well, she's a soulful artist, so we're going, whatever she wants to do, we're kind of leaving it as it is. But I promise you, if Christina got it, they might have tampered with it a little bit and we wouldn't have the same song that we have. But if they kept it the same,
yeah,
and she was on it, I mean, you can never, Christina Aguilera has a voice. Like, we can't act like she doesn't. We can't discredit her. I even think Ariana Grande today would kill if I didn't have you, because she has a similar range as all of them. You know, she had, those are the white girls with the powerful voices. So you can't count them out.
Definitely can't count them out. Man, XAB, you always come in and deliver us the news, bro. Thank you so much for coming on, man. Let the people know where they could find you.
Yes, sir. So if you are interested in following me, you could do it right now by going up to my name. It's at the top right under jerseys. You can click on that and you can follow me. I'll follow you back. But if you want to listen to what I do on my own, I have a podcast called Dad Hats and Bowties. We talk about everything politics and entertainment worthy. And we have a new episode every Tuesday. So you could definitely go and follow the Dad Hats and Bowties page as well. Or you could just subscribe on any of the DSPs. We're on Spotify, iHeartRadio, and recently we launched with Amazon. Amazon just launched their podcasting service, and they picked up the podcast to be part of that. So we're on there as well, and we're on Apple Podcasts. So follow me on any of those platforms to get more news, more entertainment, and more pop culture stuff. Jersey, have an amazing show. I know you have some dope guests from The Shy coming on, right?
Yes, yes. We got some dope guests from The Shy. We got Robin Hood Music from The Shy. We got Genesis Denise Hill from The Shy. And then we also got a super dope host and actress, Tangerine, that does her own thing too, that we got to get on here next. So thank you, bro, again. And again, congrats again on the write-up on Medium, because you know you're a part of that too, bro.
Absolutely. And it looks like it's paying off, because we got a lot of people in here today. So I already know the numbers is going up. And another 2 months of this, and you might have a packed out 300 people in here, man.
Let's but make it happen. Make it happen.
I'm going to holler at you, broski.
Of course, bro. Later. All right, y'all. So that was XAB Music from Dad Had Some Bow Ties. If y'all want to follow him, click that. But we're going to get the cool, funny, and chilled out lady, but entertaining, Miss Tangerine on the line. I love this woman because she brings joy to my life during quarantine. There she is.
Hi. Set this up. Put my head in here. Hi.
Hey, welcome to Black Culture, the Breakdown, Tangerine.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me. I was just learning about the music industry from your first guy there. And congrats on your magazine write-up. Ooh. Moving on up.
I'm trying to be like you.
Hey.
So, who you are and what you do?
I'm Tangerine, actress, producer, host, content creator. I am on the show Family Time on the Bounce Channel. We've done 8 seasons. Season 8 premieres October 7th. So you can get caught up on the first 7 seasons right now on bouncetv.com. Just click the videos link. They put them there for free. You could also watch it on your cable channel, Bounce. You could watch it with an antenna on Bounce. You can watch it on the Brown Sugar app. And I just started a brand new show on the UMC channel that I can't say the name of until the trades come out tomorrow. So you can look at my page, Official Tangerine, and see what that show is. But that's going to be a really good show as well. I was in the movie I Got the Hookup Too. I was in Johnson Family Vacation. I was in Girlfriends. I've been working since like the Steve Harvey Show. Like I've been in the game for a really long time. But right now I'm doing two live shows on Facebook and YouTube while we're on quarantine. And one of them is a talent show and one of them is a dating show. And I was lucky enough to have Jersey dance on the talent show this Tuesday with that beautiful lighting. His room, his studio was so dope. And he led us into this whole space and he just grooved for us to a song he had never heard before. And he was great.
Definitely was not prepared. I was like, I'm gonna come on here. I did a routine that I was already just. I just got done teaching, so I was like, all right. I just taught. But if you was like, oh, the music is gonna be muted, I was like, ah, man, I don't know if it's gonna work.
Copyright.
I was like, I'll just do whatever. I was like, yo, I'm gonna just put my dancing skills to the test, and I'm just really freestyling.
You killed it. You killed it. You were great.
Definitely. Well, thank you so much for even just having me come on the show and just kind of vibing out. Your audience is quite entertaining.
Thank you. The audience, my shows, ladies and gentlemen, on Tuesdays and Thursdays on Facebook and YouTube at 3 o'clock Pacific, the comments go on the screen during the show. So if you're watching the show, you become a part of the show because I'll read your comments out loud. I'll ask questions that you may have asked. And so people were talking to him. People were loving him. We had some people on there that could sing really well. And we had some people who couldn't sing at all. So it was a really fun time last Tuesday. And I can't wait to see what happens this Tuesday. I'm supposed to have a blind rapper on this week. So we'll see.
Ooh, okay. A blind rapper.
Yeah. Should be good.
So there's a lot of people in this audience right now that are probably super talented. So make sure y'all jump in. Yo, tell them where they can find you and how they can get on the show.
Official Tangerine is my name on Facebook and Instagram. Tangerine is not spelled like the fruit. It's spelled T-A-N-J-A-R-E-E-N like it is on the flyer that he posted. They used to put the name of who you were live with on the top, but I don't see my name up there. So yeah, T-A-N-J-A-R-E-E-N. You can find me on tangerine.com. You can find me on YouTube under just Tangerine. Twitter, just Tangerine. I have my own Discord server, which is hella lit. You can find that in the link in my bio. I talk to my guests. I mean, my Team Tangerine members. I talk back to them. I engage a lot. I reply to my comments myself. I don't have my assistant do it. So I'm really interactive with everybody who really F's with me. So just if you know how to spell my name, you can find me on almost every platform that's out.
That's right. So you just speak so eloquently and you are so just ready to go, Tangerine.
I'm a host. I talk for a living. I'm a voiceover artist too. I'm the voice of the egg on about 27 Denny's animated commercials. So where there's egg, bacon, pancake, sausage, there was a burger, I think, for a couple episodes. But yeah, I've been doing voiceover work for a long time.
Wow, definitely. That's inspiring. So talk to us about the voiceover work, because I've never actually had a voiceover actress on the show before. So you'll be the first.
Oh, okay.
So talk to us about what it takes to be a voiceover actress and actually what goes into that, because people don't usually audition. I've never really hear about people just saying, I want to be a voiceover actress. They say they want to be an actress. So it's interesting that you actually do that. So talk to us about that dynamic.
It is acting, but it doesn't matter what you look like. I could play a different race. Like you just found out, if people didn't know that Cleveland from the Cleveland Show was played by a white guy all this time. A lot of people didn't realize that. And they probably thought it was racist. He stepped down from the job because he felt like after all the Black Lives Matter movement that happened this year, he felt guilty. And he was like, you know what? This job should be done by a Black man. I'm going to resign. Okay, well, sure, you already got residuals coming in for the rest of your life. You don't have to work anymore, but I appreciate the gesture. But the reason that he did that is because the voiceover world is kind of small. And once they choose you, they choose the person that can do the most voices for the show. So each person has the ability to do several characters. And so they don't really look at your race. They listen to the voice and they go, okay, he'd be great for that. That's why Regina King was the voice of both the little boys on the Boondocks. As a woman, she got to play two little Black boys because they're not really worried about what you look like or what race you are. It's just what you can sound like. So I auditioned after taking a class. I took a class that was a couple months long. And then I just started being submitted for auditions and I recorded them right into my iPhone and submitted them online. And I booked a major campaign that I just started shooting during the quarantine, right when it started. I was shooting at the audit at the studio and then I had to stop the job. And then they brought the equipment to my house and I finished the job over the last few months from my spare room. So that big job, I can't talk about, but when it comes out, you will know it's me. I'm super excited about it and it's going to be a huge, huge thing, but I was able to do it from my home. So if anybody wants to get into voiceover work, people will tell you it's a small thing. You can't get in until somebody dies. It's not true. Take classes, learn how your voice works and what it could be good for, whether it's commercial, whether it's animation, like know what your niche is, make a reel, which is like $1,200, and just start submitting yourself.
So that's pretty much what it is. It's always just the people just to get the starting of it, right? People always, oh, I want to do this, I want to do that, I want to do this. But if you don't actually start it, you won't really get anywhere, right? Yeah. So you've been in this business now for over, what, 2 decades, right? So talk to us about your journey. How did you train to even get to where you are right now?
I did that obligatory play in school that everybody did growing up, a multicultural, you know, you have the multicultural plays in elementary school. I did a regular play. I think it was Hansel and Gretel. I was a gingerbread man. I was 6 years old. That's when I decided I wanted to be an actress, even though I didn't know what it was called to be an actress. I knew I wanted to have that feeling of making people laugh when I said something on a stage. I started taking free theater lessons after school in elementary and junior high. I did free theater in the Inglewood Playhouse because I'm from Inglewood, Cali, West Side, represent, whoop, whoop. And then I went to college for TV and film production because I knew my mom wanted me to get a degree, but I knew I was going to be entertainment. So I figured I better learn all sides of the camera, not just be the pretty looking girl. I'm not calling myself pretty, but they make you pretty when you go through hair and makeup. So I don't want to just be the pretty looking girl in front of the camera. I wanted to actually know what everybody's job was behind the camera. So I went to college, got my bachelor's. I have my own company called Citrix Cinema Incorporated. And so I make content. And it started from a dream I had when I was 6.
Wow. Well, look at that. You made it happen. Now you're here.
Yes.
So jumping into just like something more fun now, right? Because you just gave us everything that we needed to know about you. Let's jump into what you actually do. You host and you entertain and you play games and you give us energy. So I want to play some games. But you down to play some games on Black Culture to break down.
Okay.
All right. So we're going to play a game called Levels. It's actually my favorite game, a game that I actually created. And it's basically where we categorize artists on legendary status as being the highest. So they're superstar being at the lowest, iconic, and then legendary. All right. So that's
okay.
Yeah, but they're all still, at the end of the day, they're all still dope, because if you still need to be a superstar, you're still a dope individual, right? So we're going to jump into this. Let's start with Xavier was just talking about, XAB just now was just talking about Kanye West.
Yes. And everything
going through. What are your thoughts on Kanye West? And drop that in the comments below, you guys. Is Kanye West a superstar? Is he iconic? Or at the highest, is he legendary? Talk to me.
I would say he's iconic. He's past superstar. He's made it to the part where all races know who he is. I think that he starts a conversation, whether you agree with him or not, in a lot of rooms. If you say his name, there's a strong opinion about him. So I think something goes for that. Like they say, all publicity is good publicity. He definitely keeps his name on your mouth. And he married somebody else who's really good with publicity. He got into a family that's extremely known for their publicity. And what he's doing in the he's very talented as a musician. He's got a music career. He's got a spiritual walk. He did something that no other, you know, pop R&B star has done with his whole church. Jesus Walks, Jesus is King tour, which I went to experience over here in LA. He's, my camera went low. Okay. So I will put him right there in the middle. I think that he's very gifted. He says some things that upset people that won't put him all the way up to iconic yet. When he dies, he will be.
You think he will be legendary?
When he dies, he will be legendary. Because we always wait to finish giving the flowers to people. So
let me ask you, do you think that there's any living legends right now?
I think the people that are, not in the music industry. They're probably some of the music industry, but I'm drawing a blank because I'm on the spot. But I think the people that are really fighting for the cause, and doing what needs to be done and not afraid to use their platform to speak out against the things that other people like myself may be afraid to actually say because I don't want to be canceled and I don't want to lose fans or whatever. I think those people would be considered iconic. I'm trying to think who was celebrities though. Will Smith.
Patti LaBelle would be there.
Patti LaBelle. Legendary is the top one, right? I keep saying iconic. Patti. Yeah. Man, watching that, speaking of verses. Watching that Versus was like so much fun to see those two ladies give each other love like that. Yeah. Man, why am I drawing blanks on people I love? Of course, all the old school people, but I'm just thinking of I don't know why Will Smith keeps coming to mind, because he crossed over to everything and he's so positive. We feel bad for him for what Jada did to him this year. We love him even more because we're like, oh, Will, how did she do that to you with August? But let me not bring that up.
All right, let's jump into another one. All right.
So hi, Taraji. Hi, Gladys Knight. Yes, of course. I meant both of them. Hi, Genesis. Hi, Kane. I'm listening to you, sir.
All right, so Monica. Is Monica a superstar, iconic, or she's legendary?
She's not legendary. See, if I was making this list, iconic would be at the top because it's like, I felt like Chadwick Boseman was I felt like he's at the top. He did something that...
You don't feel like legendary is the highest that you can get?
It's your show, so yes, legendary is the highest. Because I felt like when Chadwick died, I was like, man, he played icons and now he's an icon. Like, we will always remember him for his gifts and for the positive Black image that he put on little boys by being Black Panther. So he's at the highest. Monica, I would put her as a superstar. She's dope. Everybody wants her to be their baby mama or their best friend because she's cool as hell or she'll say what's on her mind. I think she's a lot of fun. I don't see her on the top level that you said.
Okay, got you.
But she's talented.
Super talented. All right, last one. But not least, Jay-Z.
Jay-Z is up there. He's legendary because he's teaching us, like, that line where he said, I buy the bar instead of buying out the bar. Like, that's what we need to learn from our role models, from our rappers. We need to learn what to do with our money because a lot of us get a big check when we're in the entertainment industry and blow it because we have no idea what to do. This man is a business mogul. He bagged Beyonce. I mean... And together and separately, they are both incredible artists and business people and just a great example of Black love. So he's somebody that gets his title while he's still alive for sure.
Definitely.
Even though when I went to see Beyonce's concert with him, the On the Run tour, I was calling it Beyonce featuring Jay-Z, even though it was both of them. And I could see the audience felt the same way because they were on their feet whenever she came on the stage. And then when she went back and he was on the stage, and we would sit down and just be like, yeah, go Jay-Z. And then when she came, we were like, ah! And I was like, oh, this is kind of hard for him.
Can't do Hov like that. Hov definitely gets his roses. He's got so many albums that he's done a lot for the hip-hop community. You know what I'm saying? He came from the projects and made it out here into the Billionaires Club. You know, it's kind of not really done. You know what I'm saying? So he's definitely goes in the status. Getting Beyonce on your arm though do make you a legend.
I agree. I'm just telling you what I saw at the concert. People was like on their feet for her and like, yay, sitting down for him. But yes, he's definitely a top level.
Got you. All right, so that was a game called Levels. But we're gonna argue that later on about the if legendary or iconic should be higher, but that's an interesting
it's your show, bro. Oprah was given by Genesis here in the comments. Oprah's for sure on the top.
Definitely. Oprah's definitely legendary. I'm gonna say Gladys Knight is also legendary.
Yes.
I'm gonna say Lizzo is a superstar.
Lizzo's a superstar for now. Yeah. Her career is still new though. So
yeah. Let's jump into this. Would you rather, real quick, would you rather dance like Janet Jackson or sing like Whitney Houston?
Sing like Whitney, because I can hire some dancers to go behind me. And I could learn, a couple of two-steps and then have the dancers doing all the hard stuff behind me. But if I can sing, you get the big deals and the big contracts by singing. Dancers don't make as much as the singers.
You see, and this is why dancers just never respected. It's so sad.
They're not. I used to be a dancer. And when I was doing music videos and realizing that the camera would swoop by me real quick and then go to the pretty girl that's just standing there and then go back to the main singer. And I was like, I rehearsed for 2 weeks to learn these moves and you just going to sweep by my feet? I was like, nah, this ain't for me.
But it's the truth. You know, we definitely got to put some more respect on these dancers' name out here. That's definitely... a task of mine. I'm going to really try to work on that.
Sorry if I hurt y'all's feelings.
Howdy, we keep it real here on Black Coach Breakdown. One more question. Would you rather dance like Michael Jackson or sing like Michael Jackson? But we didn't mind because you just said you would hire some dancers to dance behind you. So at the end of the day, I guess you already answered that question.
Yeah, but you know what? Michael's voice was so, like, if you heard Michael's voice, I don't know if we loved him just because of his voice. Because if you put him against like a Usher or somebody who's hitting all these falsettos, I don't know if it's his voice so much as it's the wow factor of him starting at such a young age, the wow factor of him being in an all boys group, the wow factor of his lyrics being so incredible, and then the wow factor of his dance. Like, you put the whole package together. Like, Janet Jackson, you don't look at her for her singing ability. She's just a great entertainer. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like Aaliyah and Ashanti, you know, it's not their singing. It's like, oh, they're pretty and they have a great package. So for that question, I would probably want to sing like Michael, actually, just because, I mean, I'm sorry, I would rather dance like Michael because he has some incredible moves, and his moves are still being copied by artists to this day.
Tangerine, you was a super dope guest on the show today.
Thank you.
I mean, the Black Culture, the Breakdown.
It's my pleasure.
Your presence and your aura and your radiance, your beautiful vibrant soul, and we'll be tuning in. So let people know where we can find you and what you got coming next.
You can find me on all platforms if you know how to spell my name. Again, it's TANJAREEN, Tangerine. If you watch this replay, I didn't name any people who have passed away because most of the ones that we loved are already on that top status. I was trying to think of living people. I see you still putting in names like Whitney. Of course, she's up there at the top. Find me on Tuesdays and Thursdays on Facebook and YouTube. Just type in TANJAREEN. My Tangerine's Top Talent is on Tuesdays. My Shoot Your Shot dating show is on Thursdays. They are both a lot of fun. You can watch me on the show Family Time on the Bounce channel. And then my new show that's coming out, I'll be announcing it in the trades this week. Just look at my Instagram page for the info. Thanks for having me on the show, Jersey. This was fun.
No worries. I hope you can come back.
I will. You got me on the day of the Emmys. I'm sitting here watching the Emmys. I'm like, oh, shoot, I got to go do an interview. I'm tripping. I didn't realize they were today. So you got me. But this was a lot of fun. So thank you.
Definitely. Appreciate you coming on.
Bye.
All right, you guys, so that was Tangerine. You love her energy. She give you that same energy on her show. So make sure you catch her. Let's get the cast member from The Shy in the building. Let's get the young queen, Genesis Denise Hale, in the building. This young lady, I actually got a chance to speak with her last week on Founders Conversation, which is from my school's IG. Here she goes.
Hey, let me see if I can get this right. Okay. Can you see me?
I can see you bright and clear. What's up?
Okay. What's up?
Welcome to the Breakdown.
Huh?
Welcome to Black Culture, the Breakdown.
Yes, I'm so excited to be here. I'm ready.
You ready? So, you just saw Tangerine just came in and definitely gave us all the games and all the fun just now. But, you know, I had a chance to chat and chop it up last week on my series Founders Conversation, hence why you're here now. Your spirit was just so big. I was like, no, I got to get you back. I knew I was going to have Robin on here today. And I was like, no, I got to get you to interact and just come back and bring that energy, because I know Robin has that same energy as well. Just for me to realize that you guys went live yesterday as well.
Yes, we did. We did. I did have I decided to have her as a person I interviewed, because that's like my big sister. It's a role model that I, you know, want to keep following. So I did. I had to ask her. I had to ask some questions.
All right. So let's kind of jump into The Shy real quick, Maisha. Okay. Well, I'm calling you Maisha, but now we're about to talk about Maisha.
Either one is
right. Genesis. So let's talk about your character from season one and her growth into season two. Well, we just ended season three, and now we're about to get ready for season four. So talk to me about just her growth of the character all the way from the beginning.
Well, so in the beginning, Maisha was basically, you know, another angry Black girl. And, you know, you didn't really understand who she was at the time. And so all you got was she was just tough. But she was also related to, I guess, you know, one of the pretty popular girls in the school. And so it was kind of like, okay, like, what is she doing here? What does she have some type of significance for? What is it supposed to be? And initially, I believe it was supposed to be like maybe that episode and one more. But it turned into a lot more than that. And she went from just being a bully to now becoming somewhat of a love interest, and then becoming a part of, you know, Papa's story as we, you know, as we go on from season one, two, and three, which I think is amazing, because I guess it shows more. Oh, I forgot, in season two, you also got to see a little bit of how she lived and the reason why she was doing what she was doing to Kevin in season one. So you kind of got a reason. You kind of got a sneak peek into her life and what she does. She's very nurturing. She does take care of a lot of siblings, and you know, she's very like family oriented, but she's also very smart, and she has her goals in front of her. So she went from just being maybe 2-3 stereotypes to being, you know, very multifaceted and an open book when it comes to just her personality and how she deals with people and why she does what she does. So I really enjoyed that. I enjoyed that. I'm sorry.
No worries.
But I enjoyed just seeing that. You know what I'm saying? Seeing her go from being, you know, maybe a statistic to being somebody who is loved, you know, and who has confidence, who is fearless, who can bounce back from, you know what I'm saying, little petty kid things that, you know, most kids don't know how to get through. So, yes, that's kind of what the evolution is. She went from just being maybe 2-3 things to flipping those things on their head and also being more.
So the comments is actually Official Tangerine is saying, you and Papa were so great together. And then she said, she was a bully, now she's a sweetheart. You know, but it's actually quite interesting to see the growth of Maisha. And it's, you know, because she did start off a little rough and just, it unfolded with just her taking care of her siblings and then into just kind of really how she blossomed. So what do we expect from Maisha in season four? Without giving away much of the season, what could we expect from that?
Man, hopefully, I feel like you will get to see more of her evolution. You will get to see, you know, what she looks like once her goals are reached. But maybe one or two of her goals are reached. You'll get to see how she deals with living outside of Kevin, Jake, and Papa's storyline. That's kind of, I guess, what we hope to see is more of her as a person instead of an asset to, you know, the main characters, which is also fine, you know, because she does add a little flavor to whatever scene she's a part of. But hopefully, yeah, you'll just get to see her be her and actually be a kid and grow up in the city of Chicago as a girl. You know what I'm saying? That you wouldn't normally see.
Yeah. So. Well, Robin Hood Music is in the building.
Robin!
So talk to us about just now how you've kind of just jumped from season one to season two, still here in season three, and now season four is picked up, and yet Maisha's still here. Just the evolution of your character and just now, just the growth of you as an actress now in this character. Like, how has that translated for you that, wow, they obviously love Maisha so much that they keep bringing her back and giving her more?
Honestly, when it comes to when it comes to me as an actress, I'm learning how to put less of myself in a character. Mm-hmm. I'm learning how to embody somebody else, which is why I guess you get to see the evolution of Maisha, because in the beginning, I was trying really hard, because that was also my first like huge TV thing that, you know, I didn't know how big it was going to be. I thought it was just an audition, but when I got to set and I changed a little bit, you know what I'm saying? It became less about me and my goals. It became more about how do I tell this story? And how well do I tell this story? And I think that's what the greatest actors have. Like, that's a skill. How well are you able to tell this story to people? How good are you at making people forget you're in a movie or in a TV show? And that's kind of what increases your longevity. Mm-hmm. Is just making sure that you are professional enough to be like, look, when they say cut, all right, cool. You know, say we can play a little bit, we can talk, we can laugh, whatever. But when it's time to, when they yell action again, when it's time to work, you have to learn how to just hop back in it.
Absolutely.
And tell the story and completely let yourself go. So yeah, me as an actress, it's a very humbling experience as well, because I'm learning that there are also people who want to do this, and there are people who actually look like Maisha. There are people who actually look like me who feel like they can't do this. There are people who are going through the same thing Maisha is going through, and they feel like, you know, saying, how is she getting this? Yeah. Or who, you know what I'm saying, like, the main question I would get would be like, who likes her? And so me as an actress now, I have another story to tell just besides Maisha's. I have 16,000 people's, 1,000 other people's story to tell and give them answers on how to actually, you know what I'm saying, really get through certain situations that are given to me, like through the writers or just through life or how I say lines and things like that.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, it's very humbling because now I'm a pillar for people and I really, really enjoy that.
Well, first of all, your energy, like I said, is infectious, right? And you have this wisdom about you at your age, which is kind of unmatched. I haven't really met too many 15-year-olds that can speak as eloquently and can portray their emotions. So precisely, right? You're pretty good at that. And that's why you're so successful at your age. And, you know, kind of diverting a little bit now from the acting, and talk to me about the music, because we didn't get to really tap into that too much the last time. But I know you do a little bit of poetry and rapping, correct?
Yes.
So talk to me about the musical side, about Genesis.
Well, like I mentioned in the last interview, my dad is, he actually is not with me today. I was trying to get him, but I'm in my mom's house now.
Okay.
So we gonna work on that.
Okay,
work on it. yeah, so my dad, he is an MC. He has been teaching youth for a very, very, very long time. Mm-hmm. And when I was, you know what I'm saying, when I would be with him, he would, everything he did was music. He would play beats early in the morning from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. to 5 p.m. Mm-hmm. It would be all music. And it would be all his music. And so I would be like, how do you, like, what is this? I want to learn this. And so even when I was younger, he was a little bit more, what's it called, like, hands-on with writing, but, you know, yeah, he was a little more hands-on with writing, and so I kind of took after that. I wanted to learn how to do it, and so as he was writing, he would teach me certain things, or I would just pick up, he would give me a poem, or he would give me a rap and say it like this, and I'd be like, are you sure? He'd be like, yeah, say it like this, or you can add your own flavor, woo-woo-woo. And over time, that just started to become a part of my personality. It became a habit. It became a trait. It was just something that I knew how to do. And it was in my blood. So that's kind of where, like, the entire music side come from. But I also sing. And so my mom, her, being around her, all she did was, she did musical theater. And so, again, I was always singing. I was always, you know, listening to her sing and trying to mimic her, or learning all her songs from her plays. So those, I get them from both sides, but the poet part, or the more like rap.
Let me ask you, in terms of what your style is in music, what would you say your niche or your style is?
I would say my niche is definitely like feel good R&B. I love R&B. I love artists like Givion. I love artists like Brent Faiyaz. I love, but I also kind of love like pop music. So, you know, like Lizzo and I'm kind of drawing blanks right now, but it's like so many other artists that I listen to. But my main genre, I love R&B. That's my
answer. You love R&B. Okay. All right. So I want you to actually give us something, right? So I know last time we didn't get you to really spit something, but you're going to do something for us tonight now. What you want to do? You're going to sing? You're going to rap? We got people, Tangerines, like, oh, snap, you're going to rap for us? And it's
six,
four,
okay. You know. Let me see. I am affirmation royalty. Vanessa is out the womb. Word of mouth is my greatest asset. I mean, I can get everyone on the same page without reading the room or touching a pen and pad yet. Do this song slap yet? Maybe I should stop spitting and give you vocals. Pretty notes do get you more excited instead of hearing the real. Some of y'all just want to blast rap cap and chill because only 808 and auto-tune got that euphoric feel. Well, I'm sorry, but my pen goes hard. I make handshakes with the sun. No need to reach for the stars. My atmosphere is a masterpiece made by gurus and gods. Light years ahead of you rappers, infinity and beyond. See, even your favorite lyricist can't get with this. I'm vicious. It's my vision to make any average person seem delirious. I'm serious. The power of my words is just ridiculous. Name another rapper that you think is spark with Genesis. Go ahead. I'm listening. Just know that we different. See, I'm globally multifaceted. They're just all Americans. Trying to battle me would really be a bummer, but someone got to bring the heat up in this cold summer. And that's
Genesis. Yo, you better stop playing. Yo, where's my, I need my air horn machine. Yo, I need my air horn machine. Yo, you body.
Thank you, thank you.
Oh, you really got bars. Okay, all right. So talk to us about where you are musically. Are you looking for a record deal? Or are you just still kind of cultivating your craft as an artist? Talk to me about how you're feeling about that.
Right now I'm not really focused on a record deal because I have a lot of things going on, you know, by myself already. Mm-hmm. And I think if I work on my craft more, then I can go searching for, you know, a proper label that's going to represent me as a person and, you know, understand where I'm coming from and not just be here for the money. Cause you know, the money does, you know, it is a part, it's a large part of how we live.
Absolutely.
But we got to make sure that also my sole purpose for doing music is to make sure that people feel good. So I do want to definitely work on making sure that I perfect my sound first and perfect the energy that I'm giving off when I say my words or when I sing the song. I want people to feel exactly how I'm feeling or make them feel a certain type of way. I want you to be able to, you know what I'm saying, when life is going on, I want you to play a certain song that you like and tune all the way out. You know what I'm saying? For like maybe 2 to 3 minutes, maybe 4 if the song is long. And just reset yourself. It's kind of like a meditation with a beat. That's kind of what I want.
Ah, meditation with a beat. I love it. Genesis, the comments went crazy, all right? Let me just read some. It says, "You ain't seen you rap." She said, "Yes, go sis. I need you on Tangerine Top Talent on Tuesday." Genesis, you definitely got to hit up Tangerine and get on her talent show. She got the craziest talent show on YouTube right now and Facebook. Giving me Young Queen Latifah vibes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, that was Lexi D'Amita, who is also a super dope actress. You should definitely connect with her. David saying, hands up. Gail said, really good. Tangerine said, I like. Excellent mindset. Come on, yo, she's very clear, head is aware, not even just at 15 years old. Genesis, you gave us inspiration, you gave us life, you gave us bomb. We appreciate you, but one thing before you go, we got your good friend Robin Hood in the building, and I want to ask you this, her character Dre, what has Maisha taken away from Dre on the show?
Oh my gosh. Oh wow. Dre, I think from just watching Miriam, because this season, I guess, was the first time that I met her. And immediately, I was like, okay, this is somebody that I need to definitely connect with in my life because she is just a force on the screen by herself. And I immediately, like, fell in love with what she does. And she also raps. And she's really, 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 really good at it. Y'all need to go get that EP, Alter Ego. But anyways, man, I was listening to her. I think she did one scene. I forgot what scene it was. But she was talking. And I kind of got lost in it because I kind of forgot that there was, like, this was a show. You know what I'm saying? This was a TV show. This is something, you know, I kind of forgot that I was in this, you know? I was like, wow, she's really good. And learning from her, I've learned that there are definitely some things I need to work on to just match that level of energy that she has and match that level of assertiveness that she has. She's very awesome. She has done a lot of things for me, just, you know, seeing her and watching her She's very inspirational. And even when we had our interview yesterday, I was just talking to her and I'm like, man, this is like the big sister that I didn't have and that I really, 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 really needed a long time ago. But I'm very, very glad that she's here now and I get to talk to her. So definitely I will give her her flowers right now, right here, because she is so awesome and she's amazing. So she's really done a lot for me and my Yusuf, because now I get to learn from her and take some of her techniques and how she says things and probably implement it into how I speak with my character and evolve her.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming in and just even blessing your friend before she gets on here. We appreciate your presence and your energy. You're super talented. We're going to keep looking out for you. Let the people know where they could find you and what you got coming on real quick.
Thank you. So you can find me. This is my Instagram, which is Genesis Denise Hill. It is my full name, GenesisDeniseHale. You can also follow me on Twitter at Genesis Hill with an extra E after Hill. And coming up now, I have some music for you guys. I have the season 3 recap that I do recaps every season for just people who want to catch up on it. So that's coming. And yeah, I do motivational videos. I have some. I haven't posted them, but I have some coming. So look out for those. And yeah.
Okay. This is Genesis Denise Hill, you guys, from the hit series The Shy. Season 4 is coming, so make sure y'all watch that. Thank you so much again for coming on. We'll see you soon.
Thank you.
All right, stay blessed.
All right, you too.
All right, you guys. So again, that was Genesis Denise Hill, super talented, young, independent. Come on, she's really really killing the game out here. I'm actually quite impressed. Was impressed with her the first time, impressed with her again. She's doing her thing on The Shot. Let's actually get Robin Hood, a.k.a. Miriam, a.k.a. Dre, in the building. And we are going to get started with her version of what's going on The Shot. What's up, y'all? How y'all feeling? Talk to me. Thank y'all so much for tuning into Black Culture The Breakdown. I am your boy Jersey again. It's been a super dope show. I hope y'all are definitely tuning in and feeling the vibes. Y'all seen the girl Tangerine, the homie Tangerine come in. You seen the homie XAB come in. You seen the young queen Genesis. And now we're about to get Robin Hood on the line. I'm not sure why there's a bit of a delay though. Let me see what's going on. Let's get her on here. Now, how y'all feeling today? I appreciate y'all definitely tuning in and just giving us energy and love. Appreciate that. Drop some hearts. It says Robin Hood is unable to join. Let me see why. Now, let me add you. Let me try it again. There she go.
What's good?
What's going on?
Everything is working. No complaints, you know? Okay. I'm out here. What's good?
God is good. First of all, your braids is fresh, and I love it.
Oh, thank you. You know.
It's fresh. So welcome to Culture The Breakdown.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. Thank you for coming on. It's been, you know, a journey and interesting just following you on Instagram and just kind of taking a look into your world and your alter ego, you know, kind of like the universe that you kind of have going on right now.
Yeah.
But before we get into that, we just had your castmate from The Shy, Genesis Denise Hill, on the mm-hmm. show.
Yeah.
She sung your praises and said that you're definitely like a big sis to her. So that was actually quite nice to hear her say. But let's kind of jump into you and get to know you a little bit. Talk to us about who you are and where you're from.
Well, I was born in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. I grew up in Philadelphia, so I always rep Philly as the place where I'm from. I'm an actress. I'm a hip-hop lyricist. I'm a voiceover artist. You know, just a versatile artist that believes in balance. I'm a Libra. So, you know, I'm always just trying to achieve balance. And I'm really indecisive. So I think that's why I kind of have my hands in so many different things, because it helps me to be balanced. And plus, I'm just super, you know, I'd like to think of myself as being super creative. So I just like to try, you know, new things often. So, yeah.
All right. So now Talk to me about how you actually built up your career. Mm-hmm. Walk us through your journey. Walk us back to young Miriam, right?
I'll always be young Miriam. but basically, I started acting in high school. The first job that I had was with a company called the American Music Theater Festival. And so it was a company that just had, you know, they would do different plays, musicals. And so I was a part of the young company, which was the Rainbow Company. And so basically, you know, we would do small plays that were written by students, and we would tour, you know, and go to different schools and do these plays. And it was really eye opening for me because it was my first like paid, you know, experience as an artist. And so it just taught me a lot of responsibility. But moving forward, you know, I attended Freedom Theater for a little while. Like I said, I grew up in Philly. So this is a theater company that was actually directly across the street from my high school. So, you know, when I would get out of school, if I wasn't in basketball practice, I would go across the street, you know, to Freedom Theater. And I was in an intensive training program for young actors. And then I decided I wanted to really focus, you know, more and hone my craft. So I went to University of the Arts to get my BFA in acting. And then after that, I went to Yale to get my master's in acting. What? So I know I'm like, you know, kind of jumping from, you know, like point to point in terms of education. But
you're diving into kind of, I didn't even know that, right? So the fact that actually, so I'm a choreographer and a creative director, and I actually have a school called Lotus Academy. So I'm all about education in terms of really knowing your craft, right?
For sure.
The fact that you just actually really trained in this just speaks to just how seriously you take your craft, right?
So
it just it's inspiring to kind of hear someone that take it from level to level to level. So it's not from point to point, it's actually intense.
It's levels to this shit. Come on, you know.
Levels to this. So yeah. Kind of jumping. Okay, one second, Miriam. My live is telling me I have 1 minute remaining. So what I'm gonna do is end the live, and then we're gonna come back on so you don't get cut off in the middle of whatever your next point's gonna be. Cool?
Okay, sounds good.
Everybody, tune right back in. We're going to end the live and just jump right back to the conversation with Robin Hood, a.k.a. Miriam. All right, y'all. So we're going to talk to y'all in 2 seconds. Jump back in. All right.